I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Is it narcissism or merely a condition of our species that we see reflections of ourselves everywhere? Faces in nature, human behavior in the machine world, evidence of our individual traits mirrored in the other life forms that surround us. Walking through grass, I notice a deer just as she takes note of me. She looks back to regard the trees in the distance, and I tell myself that she's thinking of her children, the way I quickly take stock of my own children when I sense uncertainty. Or a plastic shopping bag caught in the high branches of a tree whips about in the wind, and I believe the feeling welling up in me is empathy, because I've known what it feels like to want to break free only to be held back. Hang in there, I want to tell the bag. One day, the right opportunity will come your way. Sometimes it works the other way. Several years ago, I lived through a season of intense anxiety. I'd wake up in the middle of the night with thoughts about my problems, the stress in my life, all the obligations keeping me from feeling free. One morning, on the way back from dropping my daughter off at school, a squirrel that had been standing in the grass ran recklessly into the street, directly in the path of my car. I had to slam on the brakes in order not to crush it. And my first thought was, I love my life. Maybe we see reflections of ourselves in so many unlikely places, because no matter who we are, we're trying to make sense of the parts of our lives that trouble or confuse us. All day, every day, we're handling our business, dropping kids at school, going to work, running errands, while also trying to resolve the deep, ongoing psychic questions we all live with. I love to imagine the part of the brain that must be tasked with getting that extra bit of mileage out of the ordinary facets of the world. Are you done with that stop sign? It asks the part of the mind whose job it is to drive the car. I need it for a problem I'm working on about setting boundaries. Today's poem is Pig, a sonnet by Henri Cole. In 14 lines, the speaker observes a pig being transported on an interstate road. It's not something most of us see every day. Yet right away, the speaker begins to decipher something useful and familiar in the animal's predicament. Pig by Henri Cole. Poor, patient pig, trying to keep his balance, that's all, upright on a flatbed ahead of me, somewhere between Pennsylvania and Ohio. Enjoying the wind, maybe, against the tufts of hair on the tops of his ears, like a stoic at the foot of the gallows, or, with my eyes heavy and glazed from caffeine and driving, like a soul disembarking, its flesh probably bacon now, tipping into split pea soup, or, more painful to me, like a man in his middle years, struggling to remain vital and honest while we're all just floating around, accidental-like, on a breeze. What funny thoughts slide into the head, alone on the interstate with no place to be? The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.